Present good morning, everyone. This devotions for Tuesday, the 24th of May 2022, are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father John Kabiga. I am the Associate Priest at the Parish Church of the Most Holy Trinity, Stapleton Gardens, Nassau. The correct for the Rogation Sunday. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, in his earthly life shared our toil and harrowed our labor, be present with your people where they work. Make those who carry on the industries and commerce of this land responsive to your will, and give us all a pride in what we do, and just return for our labor through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The scripture reading this morning, Psalms 119, verses 1 through 6. How clearly the sky reveals God's glory. How plainly it shows that he has done. Each day announces it to the following day. Each night repeats it to the next. No speech or words are used. No sound is heard. Yet their message goes out to all the world and is heard to the ends of the earth. God made a home in the sky for the sun. It comes out in the morning like a happy bridegroom, like an athlete eager to run a race. It starts at one end of the sky and goes across the other. Nothing can hide from its heat. The word of the Lord. Today, as we continue our theme for the Rogation Sunday, or the Rogation Days before the Ascension, we thank God for giving us the creation and for his goodness to us and his love which he has revealed in the creation. The Genesis stories, Genesis 1 and 2, reminds us that God created man and gave him dominion over the creation. From the beginning, man is given the responsibility of being in charge of the environment and is entrusted to utilize it for his well-being. As human beings, we have depended on the environment for survival. In the past, when there was no industrial technological advancement as we have today, when there was no large populations as we have them today, the environment was able to sustain itself. Today, the environment is under serious threat from increased population levels, from increased demand for food, energy, and also, if you remember quite well, we don't have renewable energy, or we don't use it as we are supposed to do. But Genesis 1 and 2 reminds us that as Christians, we believe that God created the world and everything that is in it. It is according to these creation stories that we see that God created the world and he loved it. Our reading from Psalms 19 is a plain explanation of what God has done. The creation reveals the glory of God. When we look at what God has created, we would be marveled, or we marvel. We are so satisfied and we thank God. So everyone can see from around us what God has done. But if you go back to Genesis, God gives three specific commands to Adam and Eve. First of all, they were to control the earth. Secondly, they were called to cultivate it and even guard it or even protect it from harm. That means the third responsibility they were given were that they had to be good stewards. Who is a steward? A steward is someone entrusted with the care of something on behalf of someone else. The idea of stewardship is that as human beings, we are the caretakers and we are the trustees of the creation. As human beings, we are entrusted to the care of the world which God has created. This means that we are accountable to God. How we care for the environment, how we maintain it for the future generation, we will have to give an account of it. So, biblically, stewardship is tied with the sanctity of life. That means that as Christians, we believe that life is a gift from God. No human being has any right to destroy. So, as a steward, God also includes with us the biological life and nature. So, whatever God has created on earth, all the living organisms are given to us so that we, as a people, we have a responsibility to preserve it. The Bible states that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and that is there that dwelleth in it are all the Lord's. Psalms 24 and verses 1. And this is a very, very important responsibility. Now, I want to challenge every one of us. Three things of great importance. First of all, we have to be careful because we have to look at our environment and see what God has done. In the Bahamas, we live in the beautiful place on earth. We are among the most blessed people who live in this pristine environment and the beautiful land which God has given us. I once met a 17-year-old man in the state of Ohio. And that man was a bus driver. And when he heard that we came from the Bahamas, he said to us, and I quote these words, "You all live in a beautiful country." But what he said later really shocked me. He said, "I am a 70-year-old man, but I have never dipped my feet in the sea." And he said that one of his dreams is that before he die, at least he'll have an opportunity to put his hands or to dip his feet in the sea. All of us know what we have. We have the sea which surrounds us. We have the pristine environment which surrounds us. But sometimes we take for granted, not understanding that there is someone somewhere who has never even seen what we see every day. So I suggest that we have to be aware of our environmental degradation. Secondly, we have to be aware of pollution. Pollution is the introduction of contaminants into the natural environment that causes adverse change to human health and even harm the living resources and even our ecological systems. All these substances which we call pollutants are dangerous to our health, and we have to avoid this. So what do? First of all, we have to educate our children, because if we do not teach our children, how are we going to maintain what we have? We also the effects of the climate change, and we continue working and talking about the dangers of the climate change. We have to work hard to eliminate what causes all of this climate change. And that means that we are going to plant more trees. We are going to avoid deforestation. We are going to work towards engaging more in recycling, better disposal of our garbage, including household garbage, not dumping things anyhow, but maintaining whatever we have. Our tourism industry cannot survive if we all are not going to put our hands in the deck. I suggest that every one of us, this has to be a combined effort of every one of us, the church, the government, non-governmental organizations, our schools, and everybody else, so that we can sustain our industry, our fishing industry, our tourism industry, where we have to maintain our pristine beaches, where we have to maintain the beauty which is there. We all have to do it as a people. I challenge every one of you that we have to be good stewards. That is the only way as a people we will continue to sustain our livelihood. Our livelihood depends on all what we do. This is a combined effort. So I challenge that even the children who are at school to plant, work and even plant trees. If every child can plant a tree, if every man or every woman in the Bahamas is able to maintain at least one tree, we would be living in this paradise for a long time through God's grace. May God continue to help us. May God continue to sustain us. Let us pray. O God, the creator of all things, who made us in your own image, so that we should seek joy in creative work, we give thanks for your creation and for those who work, bring joy to others. We pray for those who find their work hard and dull, and for those who are unemployed. Help us to order our public life so that everyone may have an opportunity to work. We pray for those in the fishing industry, in our tourism industry, and all the industries of our land, so that all of us, we may find satisfaction in doing it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please share with your friend, and please let us all, through God's grace, continue to serve him as he has called each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.